So right now we're speaking with Jessie Daly. She's one half of the band Freya. They're an electronic duo. Going to be playing up here at Papa Charlie's along with Dessa on Saturday at 9:30. And how are you doing, Jessie?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm glad that you've come on the show. Tell me how Freya started and how long it's been going on.
Sure. Well, Drew and I met through a mutual friend. I was actually pregnant with my second child and had been writing alone for a very long time and started feeling just really interested in collaborating with somebody. And through a mutual friend who I'd originally reached out to who didn't have time in his life to start a project at the time, met Drew, and we had good chemistry and kind of hit things off right away, hit the ground running, and had a fun time together since.
So you've been touring around or playing mostly in the Twin Cities?
We've been playing mostly in the Twin Cities for now. We'd be open to it, to playing more outside of the cities, especially regionally. But for now, we're really concentrating on writing and just making that more of our craft. Although we really love performing live, it's just very time-consuming, and we kind of love writing more. So that's our focus. Could change in the future.
And you've been named to a lot of best upcoming bands in the Twin Cities. There was a show at First Half, wasn't that like earlier this week that you guys were playing?
Yeah, just a couple nights ago.
How did that go?
It was really fun. We had it was a good little crowd and good energy, and just sharing the stage with a lot of local talent that we're surrounded by right now, and met new friends and played with some old friends, and so it was a really good vibe kind of night.
Great. And are you originally from Minneapolis?
I'm from Bemidji, actually, so I'll be heading up to my home territory. Yeah.
I see you've got one EP out called Bend Your Bones.
Uh-huh.
So far. So what can you tell me about that record?
Well, that record, like I said, I was pregnant when Drew and I started writing. And so that record was written kind of in this state after we really got serious about writing that record after I had my second baby. And as you can imagine, that's kind of a insane time of sleep deprivation and really being lost in motherhood. And I think of that record almost as kind of my protest against completely losing myself in that world, hanging on to my passions and what makes me feel it makes me feel strong and powerful. Mothering does also, but just kind of that whole picture of what makes me feel alive. You know, I was feeling a little obliterated and really kind of desperate to hold on to my roots, my pre-mom roots, and kind of maintain my femininity and passions outside of the role of mother.
And does that kind of tie back to the name of the group, Freya, like the goddess?
Yeah, a little. You know, Freya is a Nordic goddess. She's a goddess of love and beauty, passion, but also of darkness and the underworld and war. And I think thematically that kind of sums up a lot of what I write about, and also what the music represents, and also the dynamic between Drew and I in our process. We just have, there's a lot of, we have a lot of places that we line up and that we're similar and that we really connect, and then a lot of places where we struggle. And I think that's actually really good for the music, and kind of for keeping it alive and keeping it real and authentic.
I want to talk about your sound. As you call it, shadow pop. And it's, to me, listening to it, it's kind of futuristic. It kind of has like this nostalgic retro vibe at the same time. So how do you describe it?
Yeah, shadow pop, I think, you know, I feel like a lot of our melodies and the, like, sonically, it's very accessible and approachable, but it still has this real kind of dark pulse. And so I think it's like pop music with a dark side, kind of. I think there's a lot more of that going on in pop music now. But I remember when Drew and I were talking about, like, how would we classify this music, and that term kind of came to us, and we're like, "Whoa, that's perfect!" And not just for our music, but I think for a lot of music that's being made right now.
Do you think that works best in like a duo format?
Yeah, we've experimented with performing with a full band of really great musicians. We decided to go to a duo format just for partially simplicity and also just, I don't know what to call it, like poignancy or something. It's like Drew and I, we created this and there we are, like performing this and kind of giving it to the audience. And that feels really intimate to us and really vulnerable to have it just be stripped back to the two of us, you know, and also just for our schedules, you know, we both have really busy, kind of crazy lives outside of music too. And so to get together as just the two of us is a lot also easier.
Were there any artists that really influence your sound that you listen to?
I mean, the one that really comes to mind is somebody who, when I first heard their music, I just kind of melted and thought, oh my gosh, I'd love to make music that sounds like this, is Fever Ray. So, yeah, when I first heard that music, I just was like, this is exactly what I was describing, really, like, just so, like, dark and kind of foreboding, but yet really beautiful, and pulled me right in. And so, but, you know, I think Andrew and I both pull from a lot of different influences. You know, I love, like, Kristen Hirsch and Throwing Muses, Laurie Anderson, Emily Haynes, Metric. So I think just a big smattering of a bunch of powerful women went into influencing me to want to make this kind of music.
That's really interesting you brought up Fever Ray, because when I first listened to you, that was the first band that crossed my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've got a couple of friends who've really gotten me into that group in the last year or so.
Oh, my gosh.
So just that's really funny.
Just love what she did with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the kind of the big song from the EP is Criminal. And mm-hmm. I saw there's a music video that goes along with this where you're like wrapped in a plastic hazmat type thing. Like, what was that? Yeah. Like, that was super claustrophobic just to watch.
I know. Well, but claustrophobic is a good word, because that was actually, it was kind of a claustrophobic time of life for me, I guess. You know, fighting the kind of dark feelings of depression and disconnection from love and intimacy and passion, and kind of having this sense of loss, but then also just kind of giving myself this internal message of encouragement, like, hey, feels empty right now, but this is temporary and it's going to come back to life and everything will blossom again. And thinking about things that way, you know, I get a lot of ideas when I'm falling asleep at night, and I had this weird image of like this really stark white suit with a zipper, and having it kind of slowly open with this woman's face that's kind of bright and vibrant coming out of it as like a metaphor for, I didn't think of it as a metaphor at the time, it just kind of came to me, but I was like, oh my gosh, this is a metaphor for that, like coming back alive after being really turned inward and unavailable to the outside world, or unavailable to see the outside world, and like coming back to that after a period of kind of isolation and sadness and feeling alone, you know? So, mm-hmm. And so then coupled with, you know, the kind of intimacy that's portrayed in that video, it's kind of like a coming back alive of passions and color.
Yeah, that's definitely expressed through the music as well as the visuals. So
yeah.
So Saturday,
mm-hmm.
You guys in Dessa, have you played up here in this area before?
We played one time up at the Red Herring, it was when the current was up there, and we had a lot of fun up there. We'd love to come play more often, and when Dessa asked us to do that show, it just kind of sent a little electricity through me, because I love her. She's an old friend, and I love her music, and just think she's such a powerful force, and also just coming north and getting to play up there again is going to be really fun.
Can you give us an idea of what a Freya live show is like?
Oh, gosh. You know, We like to keep things just really vulnerable and real, and you know, people have said there's a visual element to our show, as we do like experimenting with lights and kind of shadows, and also just kind of really being ourselves and movement. I love to dance on stage and move and really like get into the music. It's really healing for me to perform those songs and to give them kind of like a life. A lot of them were written in a darker period of my life, and so to be on stage moving and kind of dancing the shadows out, so to speak, I think maybe you'll be able to see that, or maybe that's like something that I just internally experience, but hopefully would love to portray that kind of like, here's a dark theme, but I'm going to make it joyful.
Well, Jerry, the guy who does the lights there, usually puts on a good show, so that should sound
that's awesome.
That should look pretty good. Dancing with the Shadows with Shadow Pop.
I hope so.
We'll be looking forward to it.
I think we'll make it fun.
Well, we've been speaking with Jesse Daly of the band Freya. They're going to be playing at 9:30 on Saturday along with Dessa at Papa Charlie's. There's more information about that from skiatlutzen.com. Jesse, have anything else you'd like us to know?
Oh, just this is like a coming home to snowboarding for me too, so I'll see you on the slopes on Sunday. I love to snowboard.
Awesome.
It's been a while, though. Hopefully I won't be tumbling down the mountain. But just really looking forward to the show.
Yeah, good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Hope to see you there. Bye-bye.